Good day to all who are listening today. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day. Heavenly Father, encourage us with your word today so that we can encourage others with your timeless truths found in your holy word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to share some thoughts on John 14:11, but before I do, allow me to read Jesus' answer to Philip's question found in verses 8 and 9. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus answers him, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." I find it interesting that Jesus' response begins with, "Don't you know me, Philip?" You and I could read this same question and put our names in there. Many tell us they do believe in God, but they don't know him on a personal level. Do you truly know God the Father? The biblical truth to consider here is that Jesus wants us to know the Father in and through him because he is the Father, God incarnate. He stated, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Let us ponder this truth in our hearts for a moment. Now allow me to give you something to think about. At 211 degrees, water is just hot. But at 212 degrees, water boils. With boiling water comes steam, and with steam one can power a train. Jesus added a deeper answer to Philip's question. Now listen to John 14:11. Jesus told Philip, and to us today, "Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves." Is the strength of your faith evidenced by the miracles of Jesus? The Bible teaches that for one to know the author of Scripture, one must add to their belief the degree of faith. Belief is a concept within one's mind that there is a God. Faith is taking this belief to a higher degree through Bible reading, prayer, corporate worship, and ministry and mission involvement. It is then one's faith begins to grow and prosper in knowing Christ for who he truly is. Biblical faith, then, is trusting in your belief that Christ Jesus is Lord in such a way that you hold yourself accountable to him as you learn to live your life in him. As applying just one extra degree of temperature to water means the difference between something that is hot and something that generates miraculous power, so it is when one adds the degree of faith to their belief. God wills for all of us to know him, so take your belief to a higher degree and be faithful to him with your life. God has a way to bless and favor those who do. It is my prayer that you will stand firm in your faith in such a way that in our world of deception, you will let nothing move you away from God. Continue to build your faith so that you can always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord's ministry and mission because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. It is my prayer that this message encourage you deeply to be steadfast in your faith in God. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.